Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Mantras are another way of instilling a habit. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about reiteration or developing personal mantras, and that's an easy way in which we can train ourselves to learn what our mind, spirit, and heart really want. Mantras provide clarity. The majority of financial decisions, unfortunately, are made when you are not thinking clearly. That's why your mantra should be considered prophylactics against unprotected spending, a term I use to describe spending habits that we do without any forethought or planning. Not unlike unprotected sex, unprotected spending is a risky, impetuous act with potentially serious, long-lasting consequences. You know, some people are happy to buy their clothes right off the rack, including all the accessories. Others prefer to have their clothes designed and tailored specifically to their taste. When it comes to financial planning, however, I think that most people, given a choice, want ready-made financial advice that is just handed to them. Letting someone else decide feels easier. But much like with clothing, one size generally doesn't fit all when it comes to money management. Each of us has our own respective strengths and weaknesses in this area. I encourage everyone to have money talks and ask money questions of all generations within their family unit. In doing so, be sure to listen for new money mantras and mindsets and to improve and reinforce the existing ones. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.